We have opened exhibition Bohuslav Rejnek, Modern Recluse. So now we have excellent opportunity to present him in Beijing for the Chinese visitors. I'm very surprised that this exhibition created such a big expectation, and the many people are coming and they are very satisfied with this. Why? Because we thought that the Bohuslav Rejnek is very much Czech phenomena, but then I discovered that he is able to speak, to address to many Chinese people with this very profound spiritual thinking. So for me, this exhibition is another good proof that being so long, I mean, in the geographical distance, we are very so close in the sentimental level, in the perceiving of some very deep reflections of the heart. So this is for me big discovery, and I'm very happy for this.
It was interesting that you had two major rooms for this display there, which was very good to have such space in such a unique, such a famous gallery here in the center of China. It was a great moment, and it was fascinating seeing so many people, considering also it was a holiday Monday, and yet you had a huge crowd turned up, which was amazing.
I absolutely agree with you. There was a lot of people coming, and we were honored to really to can install the exhibition in the two big places, two big rooms in National Gallery. This is because of the long tradition of cooperation. So the Czech National Gallery, Czech Embassy, and the Chinese National Gallery, they are real partners. So we can afford, and we rely one of on other. So this is giving us the opportunity and more possibility perhaps to enter and to present the Czech culture. Czech culture has a stamp of the high quality here, and we, with the current exhibition, we have proved it. So I'm very happy for the success. I am very happy that the Chinese visitors of the National Gallery, they have the possibility to know more about our culture, about our life, our perceiving of beauty things. And I think we will continue in this in future, not only with the National Gallery. National Gallery is a strong partner, but also with some other galleries in Beijing. We have another project by the end of this month, by the end of May. There will be another big exhibition that will be open in the Today Art Gallery. This will be much more modern style, much more modern way of presenting art. But also this will be very important exhibition in the main hall, in the main rooms of the Today Art Gallery. So first is National Gallery, and then we will have a Today Art Gallery, the two biggest, two main important galleries in Beijing.
That's a fascinating gallery, the Today Gallery. It's quite a unique building with these figures that sit along the kind of edge of the roof. But I was just thinking while you're talking there, there's that big turnout, the big audience of young Chinese people who came very enthusiastic on Monday to the opening. I'm sure some of them, seeing the photographs of Prague and thinking, they think, I think I'll go there and get my wedding photographs taken. But back here we are in the embassy, and you don't simply have events outside, you've got other events taking place here in the embassy. Who have you got that's over from Czech Republic?
We will have another activity, and this will be exhibition of one very famous Czech lady, painter and fine artist. Her name is Zdenaštěvka Řeháková. And I think her artwork, which is very colorful, very warm, very optimistic, also will address in some nice way the Chinese visitors and friends of art. I think we have prepared for them something which is, I would say, it's fitting very much with the atmosphere of the moment in Beijing. We have a color, we have a sun. So this exhibition will be something which will fit very much with today, very positive atmosphere of this city. We are looking forward to open the door to the garden and to be with our friends and open air, and to take a glass of the Czech beer or Czech wine, and to speak about art, and to speak about friendship, and to speak about our lives.
Because one thing about this embassy that you have here, it has one of the most beautiful locations, one of the most beautiful gardens, probably, I'm going to say almost in the whole city, but it certainly feels that way. It feels like a park. It doesn't feel like an embassy. You feel you could wander through a wilderness out there. They just enjoy it. And I know that I've been very, very happy coming here, and also been very happy seeing the events that you put on. And it's been a great bridge between the countries, between the Czech Republic, between China. So it's been great talking with you once again. We look forward to seeing much more with you over the next few months, both here at the embassy and at the Today Gallery, and all the places that feature your work and the collaboration with China.
Thank you very much, Bruce, and congratulations with your excellent work.
Thank you, it's my pleasure. Well, I'm lucky enough now to meet a lovely lady from the Czech Republic. This is Ivana Grolova. Ivana, you're the Minister Councillor, Deputy Head of the Mission here at the Czech Embassy. Very nice to meet you on this lovely day here in Beijing.
Nice meeting you, Bruce.
How long have you been here in Beijing?
This is my fifth year.
Do you often go back to Prague?
Usually once a year only. We don't have that much holiday because there is so many things happening in China. China is exactly the place to be in these years. And as a Deputy Ambassador, usually you are the one who have to cover everything once Ambassador is not in town.
Well, of course, Ambassador is often commuting, going around all different cities in China, going back to Prague, so you've got to cover for him when he's away.
That's right. That's why I probably will have to come very often for a holiday to see more of China than I had a chance to manage so far.
Last time I saw you was just a few days ago when you were down at the National Art Museum of China and you were standing there making a speech at the opening of an exhibition.
Yeah, that was an ad hoc task. We needed someone to moderate because there were very nice guests from the NAMOC, of the embassy and also from the gallery of Zdeněk Sklenář, who are very active in China. They were already behind three very interesting projects which were created together with NAMOC. So it was my honor to moderate that beautiful opening ceremony.